Now, what was your...
This part of your hand.
Palm.
Okay. If you went like this, you'd have a...
Fist.
Okay, you had two of them?
Two fists.
Okay. What is this place that bends?
That's your finger.
Okay.
The large part here is called the thumb.
Okay. Uh-huh. How about right here? Yeah, any place that bends? You might...
It's elbow.
Okay. How about some old people complain that they're getting stiff in their
knees?
Okay, or
arms?
Uh-huh.
Joints?
Okay. What is this part? It's not my metatarsal.
That's a chest.
Okay. Okay, what's it called again?
The chest or breast.
Okay. How about back here?
That's what they call the back.
Okay. How about on the top?
Shoulder.
Okay. What about this whole thing right here?
That's called the leg.
Okay. And at the bottom, what do I have?
Yeah, foot.
Okay.
Or feet.
Okay. Just answer the next question. Okay, what is the front part of your, right here, that you get bruised?
Yeah, call it a chin bone.
Okay. Okay, what would you call the back part of your leg, right here?
I call that the thigh.
Okay. Did you ever call it your haunches?
Well, now, all we call it sitting on hunches would be getting somebody to sit down like that there, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And be here and there, resting on those two parts.
Okay.
Leg and the thigh.
Okay.
They call that, that's what they used to call it.
Okay.
I don't know what to call it now.
So the thigh bone is connected to the hip bone.
Okay. But I never could sit down like that.
Really?
Never could I, all my young days. I've seen people just sit right there, sometimes hours, just sit right down there like that. There. I never could.
Huh.
I don't know why, but I just never could do it.
Oh, it's probably just too much trouble, man.
Yeah, I've always been super and all turned somersaults and turned off wheel and key and all kind of things, but I never could sit on my hunkers like that. Never could.
Okay, if someone's been sick a while, and he's up and about, but still looks a bit, what?
Puny.
Okay, sure. Okay, if a person who can lift heavy weights, you say he's very...
strong.
Okay, and what would you call somebody that's easy to get along with?
I call mean.
Okay. How about the opposite kind of person?
Pleasant.
Okay. I've been getting one of the dang flies. Okay, what would you call somebody, like a boy in his teens that's all arms and legs and keeps knocking things over?
Clumsy.
Okay. Okay, what might you call a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You say he's just a plain
fool.
Okay. okay, a person who never spends any of his money, what would you call him?
Stingy.
Okay. How about somebody that gets money and help from other people but doesn't give anything in return?